Mesach is getting per beis mishazayin. Af anashim shein and nemana is loymer meispala. Nemana is lohavi eskita. Chamoisa ubas chamoisa v'tarasa v'yavimta ubas balam. Even the women that do not have nemana to be met that somebody's husband died. As Rabbanan gave nemana to an eid echad, even an isha, to be met that somebody's husband died. But there are certain women that do not have nemana. They are chamoisa, the mother-in-law of an isha, Bas Chamoisa, the daughter of the mother-in-law, meaning the sister-in-law, Tarasa, meaning another wife that the man has, Yavimta, this is a sister-in-law, which is the husband's brother's wife, Ubas Bala, the daughter of her husband from a previous marriage. These five women, the Rabbanan did not give them the money to be made that her husband died, as these women have reason to hate her, and therefore might be made b'sheker in order that she would get remarried, and then when her husband comes back, she will be usher to her husband. So therefore, they are not neman to be made that her husband died, but they are neman to be a shliach and to bring a get to the isha and say b'fanei nechtav u'b'fanei nechtav. Ma ben get l'misa? What is the difference between get and misa? Why did the rabbanan give them the money to bring a get and say b'fanei nechtav and b'fanei nechtav and not give them the money to be made that her husband died? Shaksav moichiach. The ksav, meaning the get, is a raya that they are saying the truth. It is not likely that they forged the whole get and brought the get claiming that the Baal had written it. Ha'isha asma mevi'a es gita. Uvavacha hi tzricha loymar b'fanei nechtav v'fanei nechtav. And Isha can bring her own get as long as she herself says b'fanei nechtav v'fanei nechtav. Now, what is the case that the Mishnah is talking about? As the only time somebody has to say b'fanei nechtav u'b'fanei nechtam is if he is a shliach of the Baal to bring the get to the Isha. Now, if the Isha herself has a get, then as soon as she receives the get from the Baal, she is divorced, there is no need for her to say b'fanei nechtav u'b'fanei nechtam, as she is not a shliach. The Gemara explained that the Mishnah is talking about in a case where the Baal, when he gave the get to the Isha, told the Isha, I am not giving you this get that you will be divorced when you receive it. Instead, I want you to bring this get to certain bezdin. And when you reach that bezin, you should say b'fanei nechtav u'b'fanei nechtam. And then bezin will take the get from you, give it to a shliach, and that shliach will give you the get. And at the point the shliach gives you the get, you will be divorced. So in this case, the isha is a shliach of the Baal to bring the get to that bezin. And since she is a shliach, she must say b'fanei nechtav u'b'fanei nechtam like any other shliach. And then bezin will take the get from her, give it to the shliach. The shliach will then give the get to her, and at that point the get will go into effect. Any get that was not written in the name of this Isha is pasul. Meaning, when the get is written, it has to be written with in mind that the get is being written for this Isha that is being divorced with it. Ketzad. What would be a case of a get that is written shelo lishma? Hay oiver b'shuk v'shama kol sefer makrin. Somebody who wanted to divorce his wife, and he was going in the marketplace and he heard the voices of Sofrim that were teaching their Talmidim how to write a get. Each ploni, megarish, is plonis, mimakum ploni. They were making up just any name, and the Sofrim were teaching their students to write, so-and-so is being megarish, so-and-so, in such-and-such a place. V'amar, and he noted, Zeshmi, v'zeshem isti. The name that they are using is actually my name and the name of my wife. Pasul legarish bo. It is possible for him to use his get to divorce his wife with, and these names were picked in random. They did not have in mind that this person will be Megarish, his wife, with this get. Yes, sir, Mikan. A case that's even a bigger chiddush, Kasav Megarish is Isto Benimla. Somebody wrote a get to divorce his wife with, and then he changed his mind. He, at the end, did not want to divorce his wife. Mato Ben Iro V'Amrlo. Somebody who lived in his town found him and told him, Shmi Kishimcha V'Shem Ishti Kishem Ishtacha. My name is the same as your name. My wife's name is the same as your wife's name, and I live in the same town as you, so can you let me use your get to divorce my wife with? Pasul legarish bo. It is possible for him to use this get to divorce with it. This is a bigger chiddush than the first case, because in this case, the get was written that would be used for a gerushin, as opposed to the first case, they were just writing the get to practice writing get. Yes, or mikan, even a bigger chiddush than that. Hayilu shtei nashim u'shmoseim shavut. Somebody who had two wives, both of his wives had the same name. Kasav legarish bo esakdola, lo yigarish bo esaktana. If the person wrote a get thinking he would divorce the older wife, and then he changed his mind and chose to divorce the younger wife instead. He cannot use this get to divorce the younger wife, since it was written with in mind that he would divorce all the wife with this get. Of course, vice versa would also be true if he chose to divorce the younger wife and then he changed his mind to divorce the older wife. He cannot use the get that was written in the name of the younger wife. Now, this is a bigger chiddush, as in this case, the person wrote the get with in mind that he would use it, even so it's possible, since he had in mind the wrong wife. Yes, or Mikan, even a bigger chiddush than that, Amar Lelavler, Kasuv Le'ezu She'erza Agarish, Pasul Agarish. But somebody who said to the Lavler means the sofer, the person who writes the get, and he said, write a get for whichever one of my wives that I will choose to divorce. Meaning he had more than one wife who had the same name, and he said to the sofer, I don't know at this time which wife I want to divorce. Write a get with in mind that whichever wife I decide to divorce, the get will be for that wife. Even so, the get is puzzled. This is not called the shmat. This is even a bigger chiddush, because in this case, the sofer had in mind that the get should be written in the name of the wife that the baal will decide later on to divorce. Still, this is not called the shmat, and the get is puzzled.